Welcome to Webcam Confidence for Women. Fun, fiery, and fierce, confidence coach Susan Axelrod and co-host online business producer Pam Sullivan offer real-time strategies and skill building for women wanting to use webcam in business. In this podcast, you'll learn how to rise, R-I-S-E, releasing inhibitions and securing enthusiasm are key to getting confident on video. Are you ready to rise? The show starts now.
Welcome to Webcam Confidence for Women, where we help women in business rise. I'm Susan Axelrod, your confidence coach.
And I'm Pam Sullivan, your producer.
We are delighted to offer this next episode of a master class with a special guest in our hot seat for what we call a loving critique. We've been having so much fun with this. We've gotten great feedback from our guests and from other people who have listened with note paper and pen and taking notes to help them learn how to get confident with the details. Sometimes it's microscopic, sometimes it's macro, but really learning the details of what it takes to get confident on webcam. I am delighted to welcome our guest, Denise Stigall, who is here. She is a podcaster on the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group with us, and we're delighted to welcome her today. Hi, Denise. Welcome.
Hi, Susan. Hi, Pam. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm really excited. A little nervous, but really excited.
So are we. So are we, Denise. We love this. We love everything about it because we are committed to helping women improve their presentation on webcam. We believe video is the new black. The use of webcam is the future for everything business today. So Pam, I'm going to throw this over to you to introduce our guest.
All right. And as always, I'm excited too, because every time we come on, I know that we're going to help so many women. And Denise, your business as well, I know that we can help you, even though you have some excellent videos. So I think today is going to go both ways. A lot of what Denise is doing with her videos is already really great. But a little bit more about Denise. Denise is the CEO and curator of livinghealthylist.com, which helps readers with honest, reliable, research-backed information in health, wellness, personal development, and fun that can be implemented in real life. Denise is an inspirational thought leader and has condensed 25 years of experience and study in nutrition, cooking, exercise, and coaching to help women find a healthy, happy lifestyle that works for them. So be sure to check out livinghealthylist.com. It is awesome. And Denise, I hope you're ready.
I'm ready as ever. Let's get started.
I just want to say, Denise, I love everything about what you're doing. I'm completely into the whole person. My most recent business confidence coaching client said to me, I'm so glad to be back coaching with you. She said, even for business now, you have a holistic approach. And that's what I heard about your business. So I'm very excited about this. We are going to screen share now and watch a bit of video. But before we do, I just want to say, as we said last time, our guests all have different levels of experience and expertise with their videos. Now, I've been watching your videos, Denise, and I can say you have a high level of expertise. They're beautiful. They're fantastic. I'm very excited for us to go a bit of a deeper dive this time than the usual high level umbrella overview that we're giving. So that's what we're going to do with you today. And Pam, why don't we go to the screen share?
Got it.
Cool.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, hello, everyone. It looks like I am live here on StreamYard, which means I am here live on Facebook, on the Living Healthy List Facebook page. I'm here live in on my personal page, Denise Stigall. That's me, Denise Stigall. And I'm actually here live on YouTube as well. How exciting. So hi, everyone.
I wanted to stop this right away, Denise. My style is organic and authentic. Everything changed for me in my business when I stopped trying to be perfect. And when I stopped worrying about trying to get it perfect, trying being the key word there. So I don't even try anything anymore. I do it. I commit to it. And I want to tell you, I love everything about that organic beginning. It's very imperfect. There's a lot I could say. You know, I'm not sure about the glasses. I saw the eyes going back and forth, this and that. There's a lot that I could say, but this is loving critique. I want to let you know that I love the way you are presenting authentically as yourself. I got enthusiasm and excitement right away, which is another thing that people tell me all the time about my videos. And I love that. Could you practice it more? Could it be a little bit different of a start? Sure. But that's not the place I'm going. I love that organic start. Pam, what do you think? Do you agree or not agree?
I totally agree. And like you said, I've watched a few of your videos, Denise, and you do come across very authentic. And like, you know, I think that's important to say. What we're trying to do with women here in this podcast and in the Virtual Presenter Studio is to make sure that you connect with your audience. And I think being yourself and authentic is a way to do that. And so I like what you said too in the beginning, Susan, about this is going to be a little bit different, a deeper dive, which I love with you, Denise, because you really are doing a great job. And I always say too, you're starting, you're getting out there and you've got videos on your YouTube channel. You're doing Facebook Lives. I know you're running a challenge or you're running something right now. I know. And so I really think that's great too. And not being perfect is okay.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, we're reminded about our number one tip on your journey to webcam confidence, practice, 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 which is exactly what you're doing. Pam, let's go back. I'm just going to go for one or like a few seconds. I want to just look at the frame, talk about it for a second, and then we'll move on.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot to talk about.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
It's a great thing.
It's a great thing. Yes.
Everyone, welcome to the Get What You Want workshop. And today, well, for those of you who don't know me, let me quickly start there. I'm Denise Stegall. I am the CEO and curator at livinghealthylist.com, where our goal is to give you honest, reliable, and unbiased information in health, wellness, personal development, and bringing a little bit of fun back.
Okay.
I like to make faces, apparently.
Well, you know, one of the things that we talk about, Denise, with people is it is vitally important to watch your own videos. And for many women, this is very difficult. They feel that there's an arrogance about it. It's uncomfortable to watch themselves, to see their body or something. I'm not really sure. But honestly, Denise, everyone who's ever heard me knows I watch my videos every single time. I go live every single day. I watch them nearly every single day. If I do another special video for any reason, I watch it. That is how I have improved. I wanted to just speak with you for a second about the frame. I love your frame. You're in a beautiful, clean background. There is nice composition in the furniture in the room. There's a vase and there's the salt lamp, which of course I love. And a clean chair in the background. You don't have stuff on your chair, that kind of thing. So I really like the frame. One of the things we wanted to discuss in this podcast episode that you had asked us was about the banner. So ask me your question about that.
So when I first started Living Healthy List, I had decided to get a banner, basically something that you would take to a program where you could basically, here's who I am, come see me. And so I have one actually set up in a spare room in my house. And it's just a flat background with our logo a couple of times. So here I'm in the middle of it and you can see the logo 2 times, 4 times, depending on the camera. And my thought truly when I did it was to make Living Healthy List and me official that I needed to have this background, because when people saw the background, they would know, oh, that's Denise, that's Living Healthy List. And, you know, I like the background, but I don't like the background. And I see more and more people not using things like that. So I don't know, is it the right thing to do? Is it too stuffy for what I'm trying to do?
Okay, so I love this question. And remember, Denise, we're here having this great conversation with you, but this is for us to really help so many women in business as well. So I'm going to respond and then we'll let Pam respond.
Okay.
First of all, I saw your background. I don't love that it's gray, that it's light gray. Okay. So, you know, I know that's what color it is. I'm just going to be honest. I don't love the light gray background. For me, it pales out a little bit, but regarding the use of a banner background versus the use of the room, I like to use the banner when I'm doing certain things. If I'm being interviewed for something regarding my business, if I'm doing a for me, it's a coaching, I call them coaching mini workshops. I might display a banner. I don't happen to have a banner like this, but that is how I would use it. But if I'm live, I'm here, you know, there where you are in your room. This is me. This is my office or my room. This is where I come live. And the use of the banner makes it a little bit more formal that, according to this video that we're watching right now, where you're talking the way you are, I wouldn't love the use of the banner for that type of video. It gives it a different element. So check the color of the banner, make sure that it really fits you. You are vibrant. You are gorgeous. You are so alive. And by the way, gorgeous has nothing to do with your looks, but you do happen to be beautiful, but you're gorgeous inside. It's coming out of you. And that's why, I'm sorry, that is totally an opinion thing, the color use, but that's I just want to say that's where I'm coming from on that when I say that. Pam, let me kick it over to you. What are your thoughts about the banner versus the room background?
Yeah, I was sitting here listening to you. I was like, I want to say. But yeah, I agree with Susan first, and your energy really comes through. And I love that. And so I think a lot of times we say, you know, your videos are a mirror to what you want your audience to feel. So if you're portraying that and that energy, the audience is going to feel that. And so I think you're doing that perfectly. As far as your background, I agree with Susan. Mm-hmm. I love how it looks. It's not distracting. Your frame is perfect. Your lighting is good. You've got a great camera. So everything looks good. But I do have some thoughts also about the use of the banner.
Mm-hmm. And which, by the way, is white and not gray. So that is interesting, because to me that says the lighting's not right in that room.
Okay. I did only see it one time and it appeared light gray. So that is interesting. Go ahead, Pam.
Yeah. But I think it goes along the lines too of the virtual background too, which I don't like the virtual backgrounds. They never look right. And I like the connection that you get with having just something personal in the background. Like right now you put your book back there. That's awesome. But just having a little personal pieces and having something like clean, like Susan said, I really think that helps the audience focus. So I agree with what Susan has said about the banner. There are times when, you know, it might be appropriate, like you said, Susan, maybe an interview or something like that. I guess it might be worth bringing it in. Or if your background is busy and distracting or whatever, definitely brings, that's a lot better than having that. But as far as the banner itself, I think this is just my preference. I think that it's too, you know, too in your face for somebody. Like, this is me, this is my look, like too showy sometimes. Mm-hmm. Maybe showy isn't the right word. But a tip that I have, and this is my producer, I think, coming out in me. One way that you could add your logo in there and have it be kind of subtle is do some editing on your videos. If you have the capability of video editing software or somebody that can add just a little bit, what I like to do is put that logo somewhere. You could put it anywhere when you're editing. You know, you have a space, a white space on the right side of
right behind me.
Yes.
As exactly. I'm looking at you, there's exactly. That white, or you could put it in the lower right, very subtle. So that your company is there, but it's not there. You know what I mean?
Totally. I totally understand where you're coming from. I like that idea because it is. And like I said, you know, it was when I first started Living Healthy List, I was all excited and thought this is going to be perfect. And then the more videos that I do in front of it, I don't know. I not that I don't love it, because I think it's important for people to see who I am when I do an interview, but I like the idea of adding the logo when I edit, if during editing. Now, obviously, if I'm getting interviewed, that's different. But if I'm going to be producing videos, I can do that. Or
exactly. That's a total difference. Also, regarding the use of a banner with your logo, you're doing it for branding recognition purposes. If your logo is easily certain colors or easily recognizable, if it's only if it's easily read, if you don't have a lot of, like my logo is a feather, a colored feather, for example, and it just says Confident Life Coaching. Or if it's easy to see, then that's fine. And there is good reason to get branding awareness. I like to do that through the use of created content. I create content all the time. I'm doing a 5-part live this week on selling, because women in business often are not comfortable selling. If I had a banner background, that's what I would do every day with my banner background. So that gives you some idea of the decision. But Denise, I want to tell you, I feel energy. I hear the words and I got your alignment yourself. I felt it. You showed it to me and I felt it. You are already in alignment with understanding how you want to show yourself on video. So you are now in alignment. So with that, you totally get it. So Pam, let's go back, because I think I want to talk about some content.
Yeah.
Back into life. And that's kind of what we're here today and for the rest of this week. Actually, all day this week. I'll be here Monday through Sunday. Really to do is to bring some more fun into our lives. I think it's really important for us to get clear on what it is that we really want out of life. And when we know what it is that what we really want, that's when we can actually maneuver obstacles. We can create a plan, which is always, always essential. If you want to do anything, get anywhere, you need to have a plan. So then you can take those steps necessary to get those things that you want in your life. Truly, when we talk about this, you know, motion is lotion. Sorry, that was, yeah.
Okay. I would like to speak for a moment about what you're saying, which is a part of webcam confidence, but because we've already said you've nailed a couple of things, we're really doing a deeper dive with you. I mentioned the glasses. Obviously, they're your reading glasses. I assume you need them to read, yes. But it does darken your eyes a little bit. So there's nothing you can do about that if you need them to read, okay? Regarding the content, I can see you pulling it forth from your mind. I can see that you have notes that you're referring to, perfectly fine. And then I can see you pulling forth the words that you want to say about the notes. I can see in this that you are not reading a full-on script. This is a thing that you usually Pam and I can tell when people are reading scripts. So let me ask you if I got that right. You're not reading a script, but you have notes and you're speaking to the notes. Is that correct? Yeah.
Yes. And so, you know, some of the notes are a little bit longer. I want to make sure that I say this sentence, whatever it might be. But I think what I struggle with is between, part of me would really love to just read, because then it would be so much more polished. Having the notes, I do, you know, even when I've practiced, it never comes out the same each time. And so using notes is really important. But then I do notice that I'm looking up and down a lot.
One of the secrets to this, which, by the way, you're welcome in advance, is to be so much briefer than we tend to be. It is important to be so much briefer. If you practice brief thoughts around your content area, and you do a lot of different things. When you introduced the, you know, what it is that you do, there was this, 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 and this, right? Including fun, which I loved. So that gives you opportunity to talk about a lot of things, but it also means you have to talk about a lot of things. I want to see a brief thing on each one of those target areas inside your content. When you do this exercise and create intentional videos that are 1 minute on each of those things, and then you sit and practice, practice, practice on Zoom, yourself alone, just practicing that 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute, or maybe it's 30 seconds, maybe it's 3 minutes, but something that's brief with any one of those segment areas inside your content. You know what I'm referring to, right? There's exercise and nutrition.
Health, wellness, personal development, and bringing some more fun into life.
Exactly. Okay, so that's four at least. And I want to see something brief on each one. Mm-hmm. And you are going to be like, oh, those people, they're so smart. Because you will find those words come to you more easily. So Pam, you know what I'm talking about, right? Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, but I see what you mean, Denise, about wanting to use a script. I want to do that too. And sometimes, you know, one of the tricks, you know, that I do is I try to position a few notes right below my camera in a window, you know, on my screen. Mm-hmm. But you know, the thing with that, and I do it all the time, it trips me up because I'm like, where am I? Where am I in the notes? Or did I forget? Where's my place? And I get nervous. So I think when you're doing something live and when you're doing something pre-recorded, it is different in how you're going to use a script or use the notes. Mm-hmm. If you're on live, I agree with you, Susan, keep it concise. And that really helps the audience to really absorb what you're saying more. And really, you know, grasp it and understand it more. So be concise, be conversational. And that really helps. But when you're doing something like a pre-recorded video, like a 1 minute thing, like you're saying, Susan, sometimes even the 1 minutes, I'm like, I wish I could just read it. Can I just read it? But you know, there's teleprompters that are really good. They're pricey, but sometimes, you know, if you're pre-recording, mm-hmm. Have a thought that you want to talk about, speak that thought, pause, look at a note, start again, because you can cut that out in editing.
Good point. Right. Pam's the editor. So she can do that. And that is so amazing. And I'm so glad, Pam, also because you're the producer and the video editor, that you shared with us before that you can drop in a logo somewhere. I do want to say, Denise, your style is so beautiful and organic and flowing already. If you want to do this, you can say, this is so important. I'm reading it to you. Read, 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 read. And this is why I wanted to read that to you and go on.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, Susan, because I was thinking that too. If you're on something live, don't be afraid to be like, you know, I'm looking at my notes, point it out. Like, don't try to hide it. Like, you know, I got something here. I'm so glad you said that, Susan.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That's fine.
Yeah. This is the kind of tactic that I would use to raise my comfort level and confidence level. Mm-hmm. And that I stopped feeling like I had memorization freaks me out. One of my biggest freakouts was I was hired to do a 3-day, 5-part speaking thing. And on one of the days, one of the parts is speaking at this posh country club and this and that. And I was literally dying from the memorization of a speech. This was, I don't even know how many years ago this was, but I hadn't developed this organic style. But even that day, I literally I prayed to God and I said, please help me. And I started my speech with a question or like a comment. I want to take you on a magic carpet ride, whatever. I went off to town. I just totally went off script. So if you know that that happens to you, then don't try to do it. And you're already doing this so beautifully, Denise. What are your thoughts about what we're saying? Is this helpful for you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's always helpful to have somebody else to take a look at what you're doing, because unlike you, I'm not really good at looking at what I've done. I kind of feel like a lot of women, I'm like, ooh, do I really want to watch that? So it's really helpful, one, to point out the things that I'm doing well, but also the things that I can improve on. And the first thing that you said that I was like, yes, I do need to do this, is that be concise. I can be really long-winded, and I know that. The program that this video that we're reviewing, I was really intending that to be a 15-minute video. I think it's either 29 minutes or 27 minutes or something like that.
Yes, I noticed. And
so that is truly the thing that I need to do. And I really appreciate the thought about, you know, the notes and saying, you know, hold on, I need, you know, this is important. Let me read my notes, because I know a lot of times, and I do, I see it. I blink a lot. That's one of the things I've also noticed, and I never realized that.
And so that's a nervous habit, and that's, or allergies, but I'm going to say in this context, it's probably a nervous habit, because you're actually like organically giving yourself time to pull your thoughts forth. So please join me during any one of my lives, every day of the week, 5 p.m. Eastern, on my Facebook page, What Will Your Legacy Be? And you'll see me do this every day. And Denise, feel free to critique me back in my comments, like, Susan, I see you trying to pull your words, right? So this is the way it goes. You know, we practice, we use different tactics. The most important thing is that we create a good experience for the people who are watching and or listening to us, because as your bio said, you're bringing together 25 years of expertise. And what we see, obviously, is passion. And so you have something to say, you have something to share. Pam has, as my producer, has helped like give me confidence by saying to me, yes, it is important for you to confidently share what's in you to share. Mm-hmm. And so I definitely want to say that. Okay, Pam, I'm not sure we have time to do another share unless there's a little bit more you want to do.
No, I just want to agree with you. It really does take practice. And when you first start watching yourself back, me too, I was cringing watching myself back, but that does get easier. But it is really important to do. And I think you can pick up on some things that you don't really realize you're doing. I have so many things still, you know, that I do. And some of the things I'm like, oh, why did I do that? And Susan's like, it's fine. It's fine. Mm-hmm. And other things, my thing is the and you know, mm-hmm. And I do think those are nervous things. And I think with practice, you definitely get better.
So one last
question.
I'm sorry, Denise, go ahead.
I have a question. One of the things I think I really struggle with, especially when I'm doing an interview, is looking at the camera versus looking at the person.
That was exactly what I was just going to say to you. Denise, I'm going to give you the last highest level tip. This is like we're really in, if you want to say, very deep or very high level. And that is this. Even in this discussion that we're having today, you want to be looking, the answer to your question that you just asked is you are looking at the camera. You are not looking at that person on the screen. This is a skill that is important. It's difficult to cultivate, but again, practice, 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 because you think you're looking at that person, but they're not seeing you look at them. Do you see how I'm looking at you now? Right? And if I was looking down at you, you think I'm looking at you, but I'm not. Can you see the difference?
I absolutely do.
So never again will you ever not look in the camera unless you're having wine over Zoom with your sister. Okay. Then you can look anywhere you want. The rest of the time to cultivate the highest level professional presentation, even if you're just in a business meeting, is to look into the camera the same way you would be looking across the table at someone.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So Denise, why don't you let us hear from you again about how we can contact you for this important work that you do?
Yes, of course. You can find me on my website, which is livinghealthylist.com, list like your shopping list. And from there, you can connect with me. My email is there. You can find me on Facebook on Living Healthy List. Our Facebook group is called Healthy Living, Happy Life. I'm also on Instagram and on LinkedIn, either as Denise Stegall or, of course, Living Healthy List.
Wonderful. We are so happy to have you. Thank you so much for giving us permission to do this loving critique. We love everything about what you're doing, and I hope that you feel that this information was useful for you. We're really just up leveling to, you know, complete new levels of engagement with your audience. And I'm very excited for you to practice that. So Pam, I'll let you take us out.
Yes, thank you, Denise. You're doing a great job. Keep going, keep it up, keep practicing. And thank you for everything you shared to help other women. And I know it's going to help. So thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, we'll see you in the studio.
See you in the studio. Thank you for listening to Webcam Confidence for Women with Susan Axelrod and Pam Sullivan. Be sure to tune in every first and third Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. And before you leave, be sure to download your free Journey to Webcam Confidence workbook at bit.ly/journeytowebcamconfidence. And if you're interested in practicing your own virtual presentation so you can grow your business using video, be sure to check out the Virtual Presenter Studio at volutionvirtual.com/studio. If you need a boost from a confidence coach, Susan Axelrod is the coach for you, offering women the scaffolding to create their own freedom in business and in life. Find her at whatwillyourlegacybe.com. See you next time.